Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there's a guy who was in an unenviable situation. This is in Germany. A guy goes to the gym all the time. Here's the headline. Gym goer has to call firefighters to slice up a dumbbell weight that he had managed to get his penis stuck in while training in Germany. Now, when you're in the gym.
He banged the weight?
That's what he tried to do. Like it's a 5.5-pound disc.
That slides onto the bar.
Yes. Black metal stamped on the sides.
That hole is pretty wide.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
And he got stuck?
Stuck.
Hmm.
Impressive.
Good for him. That's what you get for being a show-off.
He stuck it in a dumbbell weight. It took 3 hours for the firefighters to get him free with power tools. And... oh, by the way, they used angle grinders, a saw, and a hydraulic rescue tool, usually used to pull crash victims from vehicle wreckage. I think that's the jaws of life.
Okay.
I guess. They not only had to take 3 hours to do
but
it.
But what is he getting out of it? You know what I'm saying? Well, like, what are you getting out of putting your penis in that hole? There's nothing on the other side. You're not getting off. Was he trying to stretch it?
Oh, you know, I didn't even consider that.
I mean, what else is there to do? You're not getting off on it.
Was he?
The only thing I can think of is maybe he was trying to. He picked the 5-pound weight for a reason, right? So maybe he was just.
Maybe because it's the lightest one he could.
Trying to stretch it or something?
Oh, maybe.
Did they interview
the
guy?
That's interesting. No, they don't even name the guy.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't.
No, they don't.
He must have paid somebody off.
The victim, it only took him 3 hours. They had to sedate the guy while they smashed the weight. To free, while they tried to smash the weight to free his penis.
You'd have to sedate me, too, if you were bringing a circular saw near my penis.
My question, how do you feel about a electrical anything going near your...
Oh, not good. And there's a picture of the barbell weight, and it's, like, cut in 4 different places. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I'm sorry. 5 different places.
Why?
They should
have been able to just go at it and then break it in half, no? You know what I'm saying? Like, if they went at it from the top and the bottom or side to
two
side.
Sides, you would think.
It should just be able to, you know, like you're...
It's not really clear from the cuts to even figure out what they were doing, but it does have 5 different pieces.
Were they just having fun while it was unconscious? Is that what it was?
I guess they wanted to spend 3 hours doing this, but... it took them 3 hours to get him free of the whole thing.
They said, hold my beer.
Right.
Hey, I want to get in there. They took turns. But yeah, using a saw, a circular saw, and angle grinders. And what happened was, now they get him free of it. And because of the damage to his genitalia, he was rushed to the hospital. And then that surgery took 8 hours to complete to fix the damage. Now, I don't know how much was done by the circular saw. Maybe there's a little... Ooh.
No, I guarantee
saw
you.
Saw catches skin once in a while.
If it choked it, you know what I'm saying? If it ended up filling up with blood and getting stuck that way, you could end up, I think, getting like gangrene or something like that.
I think it would go dead.
Dead?
Right? And then you would lose the
atrophy?
Life.
That's the word I'm looking for, atrophy.
Yeah, it would turn black and go dead. Yeesh. Like, because you're hitting no fresh blood to it.
So you smack it, you're throwing water on it. Come on! Wake up! Don't die on me, you son of a bitch.
I didn't know what it... I thought you were saying ankle grinder. I didn't know what any of that was, so I just Googled it.
Angle.
Yeah, I see that it's angle now. But look at that thing. I don't want that coming anywhere near me, and I don't have a penis. Like, that's not good. Like, don't.
Hold on. Let me look up what an angle grinder looks like. Yeah. Because I know what jaws are. Oh!
No. I don't want that.
Why?
It's got attachments, too.
So,
right? Attachments. Take that thing away.
Oh.
Hyper tough 6-amp angle grinder.
No.
Oh, what? Oh, I guess
so
they
if
go
they
at it
could.
Through.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, listen, you get what you deserve on that one.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you?
No sympathy.
Oh, do you? I don't know. Better him than you type of sitch.
Do you want them doing the using the $18.73 one, or do you want them using the?
No, it's so funny. That's the one I have up in front of me. It's at Walmart.
$49.99.
No. Give me the other one.
The $69 DeWalt. Give me that one.
There you go.
The $89 Bosch. I feel like I kind of want you to go the extra mile.
No question about it. And I want your guy with the steadiest hands with the $18 DeWalt. I mean, the $78 DeWalt.
That guy's all hungover in there with the $18 one. What do you need?
Then the guy with the circular saw is like, as you said, hold my beer. And he comes in, just gets right in there, apparently.
There's no interview with this guy, no nothing?
There is not. They brought him to the hospital. He had 8 hours of surgery. But he is apparently, you know what? They don't even say that he's going to be okay at the end. They just say that it took 8 hours to complete the surgery on his genitalia.
Uh-huh. 8 hour wean surgery.
It was two weeks ago today this happened. I wonder.
Too bad. So
I wonder how the wean is now.
I don't care.
You have zero sympathy for this guy?
No.
Oh, he's an idiot.
Right.
But an accident. Okay. It's an accident. You didn't.
No, his pecker didn't.
No, that was intentional.
Fall through the hole of a metal plate.
But he accidentally got it stuck. Like, it wasn't meant to be. He didn't plan to.
If you would have kept it out of there, he wouldn't have had the problem.
Keep your pain.
I'm saying? And I'm still trying to figure out exactly, other than lengthening it.
Yeah, I think you might be onto something there.
I don't understand what else he would get out of it, because unless there's something to rub up against and get friction.
Well, he would get friction through the hole in the middle of the barbell. There would be some friction. Well, once it's through,
then you pull it off and on,
some
right?
Friction, but then
you think he's pulling it back and forth.
Yeah.
His helmet would get stuck and wouldn't come through, which is why he got stuck.
That's nothing a little spit can't take care of. You know what I'm saying? Oh. You push the helmet down a little bit, you squeeze it, you get it back out of there.
But it didn't. I guarantee you,
he had it like tied on there, and he was trying to stretch. I guarantee it.
He's holding it and letting it like pull just a little, and gently letting it stretch.
That's not how it works, my friend. Oh, no. You gotta.
All you had to do was watch the Brady Bunch as a kid and watch, wasn't it Peter Brady or Bobby Brady? Who hung from the swing set trying to get taller.
Oh, it was Bob. Right. It was, no, Peter. He was the
It was Peter, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
No, trust me. Nothing stretches anything out, unfortunately.
Firefighter shared the picture and said, please do not imitate such actions, exclamation point. So do not put your penis in a barbell.
No. Nope.
Whether to stretch it or to see if it's pleasurable.
Jesus.
Are you just a little curious? No?
No, I'm not.
If it's pleasurable?
I'm really not. No,
the barbell weight doesn't have any sort of, you know, it's not nearly as attractive as the end of a vacuum hose.
Right. I got to be honest with you.
What?
That one's
What do you mean, what? That's the one that's always in these stories. People always get stuck in vacuum hoses or.
I haven't done it, but if I was going to stick
you
it anywhere,
haven't?
That would probably. No, I swear.
What's well, the weirdest thing, though? Okay. Maybe you didn't do that.
The rubber mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's the weirdest. That's made for that. I mean something that wasn't made for it. Like something that you were like, what's that? Oh, let's see how that feels.
Mm-mm.
Nothing? That's boring AF. Come on, JP. I expected more out of you.
What am I going to hump? A watermelon?
Anything. Yeah, what?
Like, don't you have the couch cushion or the bed in between the mattresses
couch
or something?
Cushion?
I've rubbed up against the bed.
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've rubbed
up. As a kid, how do you know?
But not to finish and not to completion. But I've definitely rubbed up against the bed to get things kind of, you know, you're in the mood, you kind of want to, you're already laying down and you just
kind of
get moving.
What kind of freak are you? No, I'm kidding.
I'm not a freak.
I think that's normal. That's why I'm surprised. I really feel like guys, like we've had this discussion. If I had a dick for a day, I would be sticking it in that paper towel holder I'm looking at. Any kind of round anything.
Cylindrical?
I want to put it in. I want to. I would feel like I would have to. It's your responsibility.
I don't know about that. I
think you would be arrested within 20 hours.
Honestly, I never even thought about it. I don't think.
That's bizarre to me.
A paper towel holder?
Well, I mean, it's right there because it's
got
a
nothing.
Hole. But like anything cylindrical that there's room enough, it'd be done. It'd be a done deal. Just to see. I'm just curious.
Nah.
So you would end up with a barbell on your
I would, your but not
penis for a day.
Not for stretching. Just for
some clothes. So that would be.
What was that?
Oh, no.
That's some sort of weight guy dropping a barbell.
Ow.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. What would you do if you had, a penis for a day, but I'm trying to reverse it on you. Like, what's the weirdest thing you have had pleasure with, either rubbing up against or something, Monica?
That's not, yeah. Oh, like, me?
Yeah, the weirdest thing. Yeah, I'm trying to, like...
Oh, don't like the conversation now, do you?
I've never seen that before.
You know, outside the norm.
I'm sensing a...
Because I can't think of anything either, honestly.
Cucumber and or a zucchini in our near future.
Never used any food. It's just too weird. I want to eat it. I don't want to... It doesn't need to be used for that. I don't know. Mm. I don't think anything super bizarre. See? Because toys. But it's different for me. I have toys. An assortment, not just... like. You know what I mean? Like, there's a whole bunch of different options for me toy-wise. I guess you guys just have the one.
If I didn't think there was the potential of me making the papers, I'd go after the vacuum. You know? Because you think about
that's
it.
That's the only thing that kept you away is the papers?
Zero cleanup. Zero cleanup.
Nice, Dyson. Good job.
I would lube it up and stuff, but I just, the thought of being in the paper for that is enough of a deterrent.
Wouldn't it be funny if you bought a vacuum cleaner, like at a store, you walk in, can you give me the one with the widest hose that you have? Widest mouth hose?
Well, you know, you don't even necessarily, it's got to be perfect.
Because they are pretty standard. They're all the same. They're not that wide.
Why is it taking you so long to shop for a vacuum cleaner? You have no idea how difficult it could be.
Why'd you bring a measuring tape?
Well, it's got to fit. You got to be able to, you go into like Best Buy. You mind if I take the vacuum into the bathroom?
Do
you have a dressing room?
What?
Do you have a dressing room? I could imagine JP at home. He's like, don't bother me while I'm cleaning the house.
Finally asked for the vacuum and now I'm doing it. Now you're telling me I'm taking too long. Shut up, bitch.
He's been back. So much lately.
And in that one room, it must be spotless. He hasn't moved.
But the carpet's sticky.
No.
I am not emptying that canister at all. That's on you,
it
JP.
Went from sub
nobody
to
is.
But here's my question about the vacuum. You don't think, because you can't control the suckage of, you know, force, so you would just be at its mercy. And that thing.
No, you could. There's a little thing on if anybody's vacuumed. Apparently you have not. On the right by the handle where the pole attaches, there's a little thing to let more air in for less suckage and less for more suckage.
That's what that's for?
Yes.
My vacuum has the like carpet or tile or what? You know, is that what that is? Is that the same concept? Like switch it to a different one and it'll suck less?
Oh, is that what it does?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't know.
No, yours is probably it stops the beater thing on the carpet. It just sucks.
Oh. Hey, Angelo. I'm just guessing. Online too. Go ahead, Angelo.
Hey, guys, great show as always.
Thank you, Angelo.
You're welcome, buddy. Years ago, a buddy of mine and his girlfriend were doing a little exploring with each other, and he got a bag of marshmallows, a little tiny marshmallows you can buy in the grocery store, and they were playing hide-and-seek, and she was the one that got the marshmallows hidden in. Oh. He fit the whole damn bag inside there.
Oh, my
one
goodness.
One marshmallow at a time.
And then did she pop them out one by one?
Catching them with his mouth.
He just told me about it, but I would have liked to have seen that. I got to be honest.
I want to know.
Want some more?
Yeah, I'm good.
Now it's like a challenge. I want to know if I can fit the whole bag in there.
Did he put them in the front door or the back door?
Oh,
did he? I got questions.
I'm glad we don't have the answer to that.
Why not?
Oh, it's got to be front. He said it's got to be front.
No, it doesn't. Does it really? You sure about that?
I mean, for that many, yeah. I mean, just a few would be the back door.
That was the implication in his story. He didn't really say it was.
You know, you can swish those things. Listen, I'm just asking questions. Don't shoot the messenger.
So weird. What's wrong with you people?
Everything's weird.
But to me, it's what's both awesome and weird is that how does that conversation happen? Hey, baby, how you? Hey, girl, can I stick these marshmallows?
Like, you started with chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
And then he goes to reach for the next thing on the cabinet shelf, and it's either graham crackers or the
or the marshmallows s'mores,
from s'mores. So he says, "Well, graham crackers not going to work." You're right. I can't figure out how.
I don't know. And then she says, "Sure, baby, no problem. Let's do this. Let's stick the whole bag in there." I don't understand how that conversation goes. I'm proud of him.
Especially with the tiny marshmallows, that takes patience.
Yeah, he said tiny, and I really thought.
You know, the little small ones, the hot cocoa marshmallows.
The girl was like, not those big ones, honey. You can try the small ones, but not the big ones. It's crazy.
Give me the whole bag. What?
Dave on line one. Go ahead, Dave. Dave, are you there?
He's there. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, I'm here. Sorry.
He's busy getting marshmallows, chocolate sauce.
Writing a shopping list.
What's up, Dave?
Love your show, guys. I actually started listening a couple weeks ago, and you're a regular part of my life now. So
cool.
That's
thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Right on. So
good to have you on out there.
Sticking in his member and the weight. So back in college, I never did this, but I heard stories.
Mm-hmm.
What you would do is you would get like semi, and then you'd put it in, and then you'd get fully stood up, and you would flex it. Like, you know how you can make a jump?
Like you're lifting weights?
You would flex it.
You can make it
Yeah,
what?
Like you're lifting weights, pretty much.
Yeah.
Actually, in one of the sex magazines, like way back, like in the 90s, they actually had a dumbbell with like a little hook in it so you could kind of like hang it on your guy. But what you do is you flex it, and it's supposed to improve girth. So I should have tried it years ago. It's probably too late for that, but that's probably – and then, I mean, then again, if you get stuck in the hole – in that kind of hole, you really need girth. You know what I mean?
No, you really don't.
Right.
That's a good point.
That's what I heard of back in the day. I don't know if people are still doing it.
Now, you remember that guy before the guy said, what's your definition of greedy?
Mm.
That.
See, yeah, you know it when you see it. There it is.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Monica, you didn't know, like, if we're at least half and we do what would be considered a Kegel for
right.
you guys,
right.
we can make it move.
Shuddy, shuddy, shuddy. How come? Yeah. Okay, so, I
Again,
mean, without touching
shuddy,
it.
You're 47. Come on. Come on.
I'm
shuddy.
You've never seen this?
First of all. Second of all, okay. I have never seen this. So hands-free, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
hands-free,
just a muscle.
Just like,
you got to be pretty much at least, on your way to half chub.
That's where the muscle comes from that makes everything go on there anyway.
Right.
I want to play.
It's
and there it goes.
It's no different than like when you guys do Kegels. Like,
except
if we
that you can't see our Kegels. I want to see this. I want to play so bad now.
You got
oh my
JR
God.
Right next to you. He'll do it.
Aww.
JR, just...
He's got a smooth area. God bless him.
Smooth area like a Ken doll?
Yeah, like a Ken doll.
That's how she looks at me. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I all kidding aside. So
you never knew that.
That's the best. Well, I've seen a windmill. Everybody can do the windmill, where it just goes in a circle. Like, you just... like a pinwheel of sorts. You know what I'm talking about, the windmill. You know.
What goes in a circle?
The wiener.
What?
You grab your wiener and you...
Oh, if it's soft.
Like a helicopter.
Oh,
like a helicopter.
Oh, I'm confused because I thought you meant the lasso, the rope.
Almost like a pocket watch on the chain like the old timers did.
Yeah.
I got you.
I've seen that and that's awesome. Now there's a new trick. I love it. Okay. I don't know when I'm going to see it.
You can do with no hands.
I know. I didn't realize it's a hands-free whatever Kegel situation either. It's a new toy. I don't know how, but I must see it.
Very easy.
I'm thinking
to do.
If you have
any guy can do
a penis that close to you, you need to get laid first.
Well, first do that.
That's a good
point. And then we can do that. I guarantee that's going to happen. I just want to see that first or right. after. I don't care.
Got it.
All right, you never know where these conversations are going to go.
I know. No. Thank for
that's a pretty good example.
It's a dictation here. I'm learning.
Roger and JP. It's the Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.